kia ora everyone, I'm Lorna Johnson and welcome to Making Palmy Home. And we've got a special edition today because we've got three young people who have come to be interviewed about their experience of settling in Palmerston North. So I'm going to pass over to them to introduce themselves. We'll go to Sar first.
Hi, my name's Sar. I was born in Thailand, came here when I was like 9 years old.
And how old are you now, Sar?
I'm 19 now.
Okay, cool. Mohammed?
Hi, my name is Mohammed. I came from Thailand too.
How long have you been here?
I've been here in New Zealand for 10 years now.
Okay, cool.
Hi, my name is May and I'm from Thailand, but my nationality is Burmese and I've been in New Zealand for 9.5 years now.
Okay, that's cool. So you're all really from the same part of the world and your families are all originally from Burma or Myanmar, is that right?
My parent was from Myanmar, but I was born in Thailand.
Right, okay. Yeah, so quite a long way to come and live in Palmerston North. So tell us a little bit about what you remember about life in Thailand. Who wants to tell us what it was like? Who can remember?
Life in Thailand was pretty hard for as a child too because we don't have really good education and the environment and stuff was pretty bad. It's polluted, the water and stuff. Right. So we live in really bad situation.
So had your parents fled to Thailand from Burma, is that right?
Yes, they fled from Myanmar to Thailand because of the war and stuff.
Yeah, okay. So the living situation for them and for you in Thailand wasn't very comfortable at all?
No.
No, okay. So was there even any school option for you? Could you go to school?
Yes, there's like two types of school, Korean school and Burmese school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I went to Burmese school.
Right. And what were the facilities like, say, compared to a New Zealand school, just to give some people an idea?
Oh, it's pretty bad because, like, if you fail the test and stuff, you get whacked and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, like physically?
Physically.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. That's not good. So how old were you when you left Thailand?
I was 8 years old. I turned 9 on a plane to New Zealand.
Oh, it's not a great place to have a birthday. What about you, May? Do you remember much?
I can remember all the school facilities and stuff. Mm-hmm. And because I was a kid, all I could thought of was having fun. So I couldn't really feel all the pain and stuff. I didn't suffer poverty that much. But yeah, I enjoyed my childhood there. It was a good memory with my friends.
That's good. That's good. And what about you, Sa? Do you remember much?
Yeah.
Tell us what you remember.
So the difference between Thailand and New Zealand school is over there, we don't really have like heater and stuff. So it's more of like an open space. Even the classes, like some of the spots is like a bit damaged and it's just made out of bamboo. So it's not like here. So like here, we have everything in classes, like internet and everything. But over there, it's not like that.
Right, okay. And so you've all been through the New Zealand school system. You're just about leaving, are you?
Yes.
Yeah, and you are too, Mohammed?
Yes.
Yeah, and May, you're still at Freiburg, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. It's my last year.
Okay, your last year this year. That's cool. So if you sort of think back to what it was like when you arrived in Palmerston North, what are your first memories of arriving here? What stands out? What do you remember?
The cities and the roads is like different to Thailand.
Yeah, so the general layout of the town quite different. Can you explain how?
Back in Thailand, like what Sa said, like we have a house out of bamboo and stuff like wood. But here's like you have like bricks and stuff for a house, like insulator and stuff to keep you warm. But back in Thailand, it's just like bamboo to like you have to stay under like 2 or 3 layers of blanket to keep yourself warm. But here you got heaters on and stuff.
Yeah, so you found it more comfortable.
Yeah, I found it more comfortable living in New Zealand.
Right. And what about the language? Because I presume that none of you were speaking English before you came, but I might be wrong.
No, none of us can speak English.
No, none of you. So you all learned English here. How was that experience?
At first, it was a bit hard adapting to a new language. But as we go along, we got into it. So I'll say like it was okay for us.
Because you're certainly sounding like a Kiwi at the moment. You've got the Kiwi accent for
sure.
Yeah,
I hang out with a lot of like Māori kids. So
yeah, you've got a real Kiwi accent. So you learnt your English through school, presumably?
Yes.
Yeah. And was Were you given like special help, or were you just straight into the classroom and you had to fend for yourself?
Yeah, I got help back in primary. Throughout my school years, I got help, but like it's all different helps. Yeah. Back in primary, I'll have this like a reading program with a teacher.
Right.
Just one-on-one, and then like they'll help me out reading and spelling stuff.
And how long do you think it was before you felt able to express yourself quite well in English? Did it take a long time?
Yeah, I'd say a good like 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. What about you, May? What do you think?
It was really hard for me at first, but yeah, in my second year, I don't know how where I learned all the English from, but I just spoke to my class and I present all the presentation very well. It was just amazing.
So you stood up in front of the class to do a presentation, did you?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well done. And what about you, Mohammed?
How at was first it was very difficult because mm-hmm. Because of the language barrier and stuff. And like I'll get picked on because I didn't know how to speak English and stuff from like a bunch of kids.
Oh, that's no good.
So it took me quite a while, like 10th grade. Then I started speaking English like out to my friends and stuff.
Yeah. It's quite a different language, isn't it? What language were you speaking before?
I was speaking Burmese.
Burmese. And so the Burmese have got, it's a different script, isn't it? You know, different way of writing as
yep, compared. It's different way.
Yeah, different letters and everything. So quite a lot of new stuff to learn. In terms of school, I mean, I hope not too many kids were mean to you, but was it a bit hard at school trying to fit in?
It was a bit hard at first. Cause like I'm outsider and just came into the country, so like I'll get picked on and bullied. But you gotta hustle it.
Right. Okay. So, you learned to stick up for yourself a bit, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. I hope that the school also, you know, was able to give you some support. Were they?
Yeah, they gave me a lot of support. I'll be with like every morning. I'll be with like teacher aide who would be like teaching me how to read and stuff, spelling.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully new people would get a nicer welcome these days, but I'm not so sure. Sometimes kids can be pretty mean, can't they?
Yes.
Yeah. So, May, I understand you have taken on some leadership roles at school. Do you want to tell us about those?
My role is New Kiwis leader.
Right.
It's like the ESOL leader. And I'm also part of senior council for school, and I do a lot of things, such as ball committee, like making events and then making mufti days and those kind of stuff.
Okay, so that's all on top of your studies?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of responsibility.
That's a lot.
Did you offer to do that, or was it kind of like they twisted your arm a bit to make you do it?
I kind of offered myself to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Just for the experience.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, it's very good experience, but it's you know, it's a big commitment, I suppose, on top of study.
Yeah. So I had to balance my study and my leadership role.
Yeah. Yeah. But still good experience, as you say.
Very good.
Yeah. So now, Sarah, you were telling me that you're a bit of a musician. We're going to listen to some of your music in the break. So do you want to tell us a little bit about your musical careers to date?
I started singing or rapping after what happened in Myanmar. Right now?
Yeah.
With the situation going on.
So so for those who are not aware, do you just want to briefly just explain? Because I find that people in New Zealand aren't always tuned into what's happening overseas. So.
Yeah. So right now in Myanmar, the military are like taking over.
Yeah.
The citizens and stuff.
So they kind of overturned the election result, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah. And they've taken back control of the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that... where I got me and my other two mates came up with the song.
Right, so that's what inspired you to write the song.
Yes.
But had you been doing music before that?
I have, but not like recorded. Right. I'll like just be in my room and just like freestyle myself. But I'm not that good, but like I'm getting there.
And so it's a sort of a rap hip hop style that you like, is it?
Yes.
Okay. I believe that's all the trend at the moment. Although I'm too old to really know what's cool at the moment in the music scene. Mohammed, you said you're also interested in writing music.
Yeah. Lately, I just I start writing lyrics. Like, I'm not that good, but like, just like what Sa said, I open the beat, then like listen to it, then start writing, putting my feeling down and writing down some words. So just slowly starting. I haven't recorded any video yet or like music.
Okay. Well, but still, it's a good start, isn't it? Just to be thinking about expressing yourself through the words and through the song. Are you writing in English or in Burmese?
I'm writing in English.
In English, okay. So tell us a bit about the song that we're going to listen to in the break. Tell us what.
It's like we're trying to pour awareness to the world that my people, which is Karen, they are going through a hard time right now. Like, most of them with like living in village and forest.
Yeah.
And the military are like taking over and like burning down all the houses and stuff. So we're just trying to get awareness out there to the world. But the thing is, the song that we sing is not in English.
Right.
But my part is, some of the part was English. So yeah, I hope you guys understand that.
Okay. Well, you're bringing a bit of awareness to it just by talking about it now, so that's a good thing. So you mentioned Karen. That's the ethnicity of the group that you come from?
Yes.
Yeah. And so that's and correct me if I'm wrong, but that's a kind of a persecuted group in Burma that the military is kind of persecuting your particular group, is that
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we'll just take a break to listen to the song. And then we'll be back in a minute to carry on our talk. Thanks. Great. So we're back on Making Pami Home, and my guests today are Sa, Mohammed, and May, all from the Burmese community, who have come in to talk to us about, you know, what it's like to be a school student arriving in Palmerston North and some of their experiences about, you know, settling in and learning to speak English and be part of the Pami community. So you're all just about leaving school, I believe, are you? Just about in your last few months at school?
Yes.
Yeah? So tell us a bit about your plans for what you're going to do when you leave school. Who wants to go first? Mohammed? Yeah, you go first.
When I leave school, like in a few months' time, I'm going to be going to UCL, like studying panel and paint course.
Panel and paint?
Yeah.
So is that like automotive kind of panel and learning to paint, or is it walls kind of paint?
Automotive. Panel and paint.
Yeah.
Because like I'm kind of into cars.
Oh, right. Okay. Do you drive?
Yes, I drive.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool. And so will that prepare you for like an apprenticeship in that kind of area?
Yes. After I qualify from UCL, then like be working workshop, then like get apprenticeship later on.
Okay. Cool. And Sa, what are your plans?
So pretty much the same as him.
Mm-hmm.
But I might just carry on with music as well.
Right.
Maybe like get a better equipment and stuff, and then set myself up. for maybe upcoming songs and stuff.
So music's definitely something that you want to keep doing, even if you're doing further study or working or whatever, you want to keep up with your music.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. What about you, May? Have you had some thoughts?
I'm thinking of going on a course.
Yeah.
About on like photography.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you already do some photography, or is this going to be a new thing for you?
I did it last year.
Okay. And what kind of photography are you interested in?
I'm interested in a lot, like many types of photography. Like I like to do landscapes and portraits and stuff.
Okay. And do you think that you'd like to make a career out of that then?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to.
Very good. So we've got the creatives and we've got the technical people. That's good. And you were telling me before, May, that you've been quite involved in sport, that you've started playing sport. Tell us a bit about that.
For my whole life, I haven't played sports, but this year I recently joined because my teacher told me to.
Yeah, the schools like to encourage you, don't they, to get involved in sport. So they gave you a bit of a push.
Yeah,
and what sport did you get involved with?
Football.
Okay, so is that what they call in New Zealand soccer? Or
So
what we call football with a round ball, not rugby. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so how's that been going? What position do you play?
I play at the back.
Okay, so you're a defender.
Yeah, defender. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. And what about you guys? Are you into your sport at all or not?
Yeah, we play football too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I believe the Karen community has got a very strong football team. Is that correct?
Yes. We've won a few Ethkick tournaments.
Well, yes, that's what I thought. Yeah. And have you been involved in those?
No, not that team.
No, okay.
I'm not that good.
You're not good enough to make the top team?
Not yet.
Yet. Okay. Oh, well, that's a bit of an aspiration. And are you into your football as well, Mahad?
I used to be into football, but like I take a break and I'm not into it. I just like to spend time myself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not everybody has to be into sport, do they? So that's okay.
No.
Although I think sport sometimes, like playing sport with other people, just help, make connections and helps you feel part of something. So it can be useful in that respect. It's probably why your teacher pushed you into it, May.
Yeah.
So, what I often ask guests when they come on the program is, you know, thinking back to what it was like arriving in Palmerston North as a new person, you know, what could have made your experience easier? What would have made you feel more welcome? And, you know, what could we do as a community to be more welcoming to people who are arriving in, especially, I guess, kids? So if you've got any thoughts, I'd be happy to hear what you've got to think.
Teaching the kids like polite manners and like warm welcoming and telling them like to accept others the way they are.
You mean that the kids who are in school when there's new people coming in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because you obviously had that bad experience of, not being treated nicely by the kids in the school.
Yeah. And not being accepted because I'm from a different country.
Right. And how did you sort of get over that? Was it just by just a period of time where they got used to you and you were no longer the new person, or how did you kind of
get used to it, the way they treated me and stuff?
Okay, that's really disappointing for me to hear that you experienced that, I must say. It's not what I would hope for in the city, so maybe we've got more work to do in schools.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And what about either of you, Sarah or May, do you have some thoughts on what would have made it a bit easier to settle here?
Oh, my man, Muhammad just said it all. But just maybe with the school stuff, just like go easy on the kids, the new kids that comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then just make them feel welcome.
Yeah, it must be quite nerve-wracking going to a totally new school system where you don't really understand how things work and you don't really speak the language and it's all a bit new.
It's pretty hard. You get lost easily as well.
Yeah.
You don't really know what to do.
Yeah, and the schools are very big as well. Yeah. And May, did you have some thoughts on what you think would help?
They've said it all.
Yeah. Okay. Do you find that now that you've been here a while, though, and you've got like, you know, you're all really fluent in English and you're kind of understand how the system works, do you find that you feel accepted now?
Yes.
Or are there still some issues?
Yes, it was easy.
Now it's easy, is it?
Yeah.
What made it easy for you now?
Oh, me, I just, like, I'm a outgoing person.
Yeah.
So I just go in and introduce myself and just become friend with whoever I'm talking to.
Okay, so you make the first step kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then people respond to that, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you do, May? What's your technique?
Yeah, I just make friends and just talk to them. And then to make my English more better, I just ask them if my sentence was right.
Right.
Like, I'll be like, I don't know. Wait, I can't think of any words right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I'll be like, oh, does it make sense? And if it doesn't make sense, then they'll fix it for me.
Okay, so you're open to them saying, oh, no, that wasn't quite the right way to say that. Mm-hmm. If you said it like this, it would be clearer or whatever. And do people do that nicely?
Yeah, they do.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good. Good to hear. And do you think that once you leave school that life will be a bit easier? Like you won't have to sort of fit into the system anymore? You'll be a bit more yourself? Or what do you think?
Yeah, should be easy.
Yeah.
Really adapt to the New Zealand culture, so I reckon it's going to be easy.
Yeah, I think you've had long enough now to get used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
What does Sa say?
Yeah, yeah. So do you find that when you meet new people that they really understand much about the situation in Burma? If you say you come from Thailand and that your parents were fleeing from Myanmar, do people understand or do you have to do a lot of explaining?
The village people will understand because the parents face the same as how my parents used to face.
Right.
But like if I tell to a new like English kid, like they won't understand what I'm saying.
No.
So I have to explain a lot to them.
Yeah. I think maybe, you know, even in Palmerston North where, you know, we've got a big settled community of Karen people, I think even then people don't always understand much about the situation and why, why it was unsafe for families and why you had to leave. Do you think that that's the case? Or, you know, like other kids in school, do they really understand, do you think?
No, not really. But no. I'd say, like, some of the, like, old generation people might know, but with the generation, I doubt kids know what Myanmar is.
Yeah.
Or what's been happening right now.
Yeah, so old people like me know. because actually it's been going on for a long, long time.
Yes,
long,
indeed.
Long time. And I remember before all of you were born, you know, the first military coup, actually.
Yeah.
So I think, yes, perhaps older people like me and your teachers probably do know. But, yeah, young people in New Zealand, I think, less so. So what about yourselves? Do you think there are things that you really want to achieve that you can have a goal to achieve in maybe 10 or 20 years' time? Have you got some kind of long-term goals? Have you thought that far ahead? Maybe young people don't think that far ahead. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe owning my own business. Like open up pen or paint with my bro Mohammed.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. Well, that would be
hopefully.
Cool. Yeah, at least you're the master of your own destiny if you've got your own business, I think. Yeah.
Yes. Indeed.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Are you driving as well? Are you into your cars?
Yep.
Yeah.
I am.
Okay. Just like racing cars or just ordinary driving?
Racing cars.
How did I know that they were going to say that, May? I just kind of felt that was what was going to come out. Have you had a chance to go over to Manfield or anything or do any of the driving on the track?
No, not on the track, but went to some of the events.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Well, there you go. There's a bit of a goal for you. You can get your own race cars once you've got your own business.
One day.
Yeah. What about you, May? Have you got some plans?
My goal in 10 years' time is to be a photographer or youth worker, working with youth and, just do some missionary stuff.
Okay. So you've got the leadership skills, obviously, for that sort of thing. So do you think you would travel away from New Zealand to do that, or would that be within New Zealand?
It would be good if it's in New Zealand so I can stay with my family. But if it's necessary, then I can go out of the country.
Okay. And we'll just finish up. You can just give us a quick round of how your families are getting on and, how they're sort of, I guess it's a bit harder for parents to resettle than it is for kids. So, just give us a kind of a feel of how the rest of the family is doing, because you guys are just seem like ordinary New Zealand citizens. But how are your parents managing? Are they settling okay?
Yeah, mum and dad are okay. They just want to stay here. They don't really want to move out.
Yeah.
So it's good that, you know, to know that they want to stay here.
Yeah, that you've got that stability. Yeah.
What Saja say, my mum and dad like settle in here and like enjoying life in New Zealand.
That's good. Yeah. Okay. That's good. What about you?
Yeah, my family's fine. Blessed. Yeah. Yeah, but sometimes my mum going to the supermarkets with basic English, and I just feel proud of her. You know, she's confident.
She pushes herself to do it. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's much harder for us old people to learn new language and to learn new ways of doing stuff. So yeah. Yeah, I think the parents, you know, are very brave, like bringing kids over, and, you know, they know it's going to be hard for them, but they've done it probably for you guys, you know, to give you a good future. So that's really cool. So, well, I think that's brilliant. So I think we're just about to the end of the program. So any last words from anyone? From our budding musician over there in the corner?
The music you guys heard, we recorded in, like, just in our room.
So in your room?
Yeah, wow. So it might not be the best, but just give it a go.
Well, that's cool. I think, you know, people will have enjoyed hearing something that you yourself were involved with. I think that's very cool. So, well, thank you all for coming in. Sar, Mohammed and May, thanks so much. And we also say thank you to Devon, who organised it all. And it's been great to hear a little bit about your settling in Palmerston North. And, you're an impressive bunch of young people. So well done. Great. So everyone, you've been listening to Making Palmy Home. I'm Lorna Johnson, and you can catch the podcast on npr.nz/show/Making Palmy Home. Cheerio.